Live.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky, where the stars have always shined.
I am so looking forward to this show tonight. I am finally feeling better, and our show is called Feel Great and Live a Life You Love with our guest Nikki Star Noche, medical doctor, and musical guest Ricardo Baptista. If you've been following the show, you know my voice, and you know, as great as it might have sounded, my voice has not sounded like my voice from all kinds of stuff going on. Interestingly enough, I certainly have been a lot more sick in the past. So it's interesting that nowadays I take enough good care of myself that if I do get sick, like I have been, it's not so bad. But to me, this is bad. I mean, I'm like ready to just be as healthy as I can all the time and happy and all that. But it hasn't been the case. So I have not felt well, and it's reflected in all kinds of stuff in my body. And the interesting thing is that in the past, like people say to me, oh, I read your book. You know how to do all this stuff. You know, knowing how to do stuff and actually doing it sometimes are two different things. And I've been so busy and still trying to keep my busy schedule and get so many things done that I've kind of looked at me being sick as a nuisance and just have not taken as good a care of myself as I've needed to. And I've started to look at all the people that are writing on Facebook, or my friends that are writing me, or people that are canceling this or that because they're sick and all that. And I'm thinking, yeah, I know how you feel. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, Filippo, what would you say to them? And I would say, what's this about? And the thing is that I worked so hard during the holidays and I was traveling and so much going on that it was easy to just say, well, of course, everybody's sick. I've been traveling. I haven't been sleeping well. I've been working too hard. Of course, my body's sick. But I just wasn't getting better. And I just said, okay, stop. Filippo, what's going on? And all of a sudden, all of these answers started to come. Like, I haven't been taking care of myself emotionally like this, like relationship stuff and friendship stuff and career stuff, and all this stuff came up. And it took a couple days to kind of just kind of go through it and figure it out. And then it was like so interesting that right after that, I started feeling a little better. I started breathing a little better. And it's like, oh, what took me so long to figure that out? And it's interesting that, you know, it's not part of our everyday conversation, like, except for our guest. I haven't seen anybody really post that, you know, and I haven't even posted that. I haven't even talked about, and this is me coming out saying, I stopped and asked myself, besides the usual physical stuff, what else is going on emotionally or psychically or in my psyche that might be contributing to this? And boy, am I glad I did. And now I'm actually glad I was sick. It wasn't fun. But if I figured that kind of stuff out, whew, I'm glad. And so I'm glad that I could talk about it and we could talk about it and we can come out with this as she does all the time on her blogs and on all everything that she does. And we can all feel great and live a life that we all love. And our guest, Dr. Nikki Star Noche, the doctor's in the house, is going to help us do that. And a little later on, great music with Ricardo Baptista, all on the Life Changes show when we come back after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Okay, we're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, feeling so much better. Mark, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling spectacular.
I'm even feeling more spectacular now. I'm so excited for tonight's show. I'm excited for tonight's music. I'm excited to hear what Dr. Nikki Star Noche has to share with us, because I've known her for some time, and I've watched how she's navigated some interesting situations with various people and the various events. And there's so much wisdom and grace, and she has so much to bring in bridging the gap between transformation and the medical sciences world. So I'm excited for tonight.
Well said. Yes. Interesting navigation indeed, from medical doctor turned transformational life coach, energy healer, spiritual guide, and I should also mention Fox TV reality show star. You might remember her from Utopia, and we'll talk more about that. We're so happy to have her here. Dr. Nikki Star Noche, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What a pleasure. We actually have a Dorothy Lee Donahue to thank for us all connecting so many years ago.
Yes, yes. It's Los Angeles is a small world.
And those of us who are in this particular world, even smaller.
Yes.
So I know you know a lot about what I was describing during the monologue, and I would love your viewpoint on that before we get into details of your life.
Yeah, and I think that that was quite intuitive that you realized that some of your physical symptoms were being contributed to relationship things. And so many people, when their back goes out, the first question is like, how's the support in your life? Are you feeling supported? So really anytime.
Wait, that's your first question. Their first question might be, where are the pills?
Yeah. So, or the surgery. I need to have surgery. So many people, so many get surgeries when a lot of times it could be connected to stretching or a lack of movement. A lot of times shoulder stuff, back stuff, and really we just need more physical exercise. Or we're also looking at the different aspects of our life, like our food, our relationships, love, support, fun.
Fun. What does fun have to do with it?
A lot of people stop having fun. It's crazy.
And their back goes out, and then they wonder why. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so wonderful to be able to talk like this, like it's, you know, like it is what it is. And yet, not a lot of people are on this train of thought. And you, in a sense, would be like the last person one would think to be on this train of thought, because you were so steeped, you became a medical doctor, are a medical doctor.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I was from a young age always drawn to healing. And when you grow up in New York City, which is where I did, you only know to become a doctor if you have this natural tendency to want to help people. Mm-hmm. And people, even as a young girl, would come to me and tell me about their problems and their challenges. And I was just always there it was just a natural part. So it made sense. Like, I was becoming a doctor. But then when I was actually in it, and even in clinics and writing prescriptions and almost not agreeing with the plan sometimes, because I was feeling like there was something more, something else. I was like, this is connected to their relationship. This is because they just had a breakup. This is because they don't love their job. And I was getting this other information from like a different channel, whereas everyone else was seeing from the lens of Western medicine. Mm. So they were treating it. And that's the thing. And doctors are doing the best they can in every moment. They're going based on what they learn, their education. Mm-hmm. Whereas I had some other abilities that I wasn't really aware of. I thought everyone had these abilities to see energy, to understand things at the energetic level, intuitive abilities. But the Western medical model couldn't brainwash me, I guess.
So you also weren't encouraged to look at those tools that you had, right?
Yeah, it's like imagine you have muscles or thing. Yeah, exactly. It's like you have these tools and no one ever showed you how to use them, but they're there and they're active. And then it wasn't until I started traveling the world and going to different places and working with different medicine men and healers and et cetera, that I was like, they would all share with me, like, you know, you have this gift, you know, you can do this. And it was like, what? And then discovering through my family lineage that my grandmother's grandmother walked out of the jungle in Colombia and started living in a little village. And then my great grandmother was a midwife and a healer and worked with plants. So it's in our family lineage. Mm. So I come from a lineage of healers as well. So this ancestral guidance.
That you use now.
But it was still present. Then all the women in my family have gifts too. And it's really now with the awakening of humanity that it's like, oh, this is normal. Like, this is who we really are. Whereas before, it's like one of my aunts is an oracle through her dreams. My mother has her healing gift through touch. Mine is more through energy healing. And so we always kind of naturally had these things, but we just weren't really expressing them. And then it's like, now there's been this permission of like, yes, express them. This is important for the healing of humankind also.
Where did this permission come from?
I feel like it came with, I feel like I gave my family permission. Because when I went on my healing journey around the world and was like, I'm not doing that, which is expected of me. I'm following this path, which I don't even know where it's leading me, but I'm being guided. And so when I had my spiritual awakening, it kind of gave my whole family permission to like, because it wasn't until I started asking my grandmother questions that all of this started coming out.
I think you're amazing. And what I think if I were you, I think I would say to, you know, my spiritual guides and all the ancestors and all that, I think I'd have a moment of saying, it's like, yeah, this is all good and fine, but why didn't you tell me this before I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars and so many years of my life to become a doctor?
Well, I'm actually happy I became an MD because I really feel like it gives credibility and weight to talking about spirituality. Oh. So I'm not just some other woo-woo yoga teacher, even though I am a yoga teacher also. Mm-hmm. But because I have the MD, like I have clients who are lawyers and doctors, but also regular young starseed, like X Generation X are my clients also. So it's like I really have the full spectrum, and I feel that the MD really gives it weight. And so even when I'm teaching classes in LA, I always bridge the science and the spirituality to show how maybe modern science doesn't yet have tools to measure energy. They're coming out. It's happening. It's starting. It's happening.
So people look at you and say, well, if she's a doctor and she believes in this, so you almost give permission and or credibility to others that are doing great work as well, that are using similar tools as you.
Yeah. Like even in my meditation classes, I use a smudge feather, and I talk about a lot of my work is about bringing the ancient ways back to modern days. So really using the elements for our healing and the allies of plants and animals as well.
So people who don't know what that is, are you talking about the sage, sage?
Yeah, so it's like, imagine using like a tool that's made of feathers and then some kind of burning plant that's dried. So whether it's incense, sage, Palo Santo, there's many kinds of plants that you can use. You can use myrrh, copal, depending on which region, different tribes and people had different plants that were supportive in cleansing and clearing spaces.
And speaking about the science catching up or not having the tools, but now having them, I've read science on, you tell me.
Yeah. So with the smudging, they even found that when smudging, so any kind of smoke, so this the smoke that happens when you burn the plant, that it actually cleans bacteria in the air.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I actually use that study a lot when I share about smudging with the students before we go into the meditation.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I'm so happy to have this. I feel better already. I'm happy to be having this conversation. I'm glad we're having it on the air. And I look forward to taking it into like, okay, now what? You know, now how do we use it more for ourselves? But I have to be honest, before we go into the now what, you know, the Fox reality show thing, I have some questions about that. So when we come back, we'll talk more about that with our guest, Dr. Nikki Starnoce. And then, of course, a little later on, live music with Ricardo Baptista, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
Hey, guys, this is Michaela. So I'm here to tell you about the DNA Institute. If you haven't heard of it already, I wanted to let you in on it because it completely changed my life. A few years ago, I was 30 pounds overweight. I wanted a career, good friends, a loving family, and financial success, and I didn't have any of it, so I ate. Within 6 months, the DNA Institute treatment not only helped me lose the 30 pounds, it also rebalanced my hormones, healed my metabolic and digestive system, and made my higher functioning brain so loud it became impossible to overeat when I was full. Don't we all want that? So many of my friends and family turned to the Institute after they saw my success. All of them lost their desired weight, ranging from 8 to 60 pounds. I found this to be so different than anything I'd ever tried before, and it was easier than anything I'd ever done. It's not a supplement or a diet pill. It's a genuine, doctor-prescribed, custom medical treatment made just for you. It doesn't matter what your situation is or how much weight you have to lose. I believe the Institute will get you to your goal. My experience is that this is more than just a weight loss system. It's a biohack to a better way of looking, feeling, and living. When I started, I had never heard of the DNA Institute, but the fact that they've been in Beverly Hills since 1982 gave me a real peace of mind. Now that you've heard of them, click on the DNA ad at lifechangesshow.com and get your customized formula started today. Change your life like I changed mine.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Dr. Nikki Star Noce. And if you want to learn more about Dr. Nikki Star, keep listening to the show. But you could also go to DR for Dr. NIKKISTARR.com. DR Nikki Star. .com. It all rhymes. And it all looks great. NIKKISTARR. Actually, that's your real name.
Mm-hmm. Nikki Star is my, I was born Nikki Star, my first name.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And like I told you, my sister's name is Toni Sky.
You did say that.
Yeah.
And
my mother was quite creative.
But you weren't using the name, and now.
No, you know, I didn't use my name because, you know, when you're a young kid, you're embarrassed to have a name like that, you know, because it's so different. But all of my degrees were, like, my MD is Nikki Star Noce. I used my full name in all of my legal documents. And then it was more through my awakening process and understanding that when we're born, that word that we're named is our frequency. So by choosing to use our full name really evokes our full presence and essence.
You know, it's interesting. We're in a sense talking about two different things, but they're the same in the sense that you said when you're a child, you're embarrassed about a name like that. Well, actually, you were either. But if people encouraged you, it's like, wow, that's such a beautiful name. Then you might have wanted to shout it from the rooftops. In a similar way, if people encouraged you with the gifts that you had, then you might have been using them all this time.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Well, like I told you also when we were off air, I plan to name my daughter Star. So to let that name shine brightly.
She's going to use it happily, I'm sure, with a mom like you. And actually, so let's get to a little bit of reality, which we know is there's a lot of not reality in reality shows, but there was actually some reality in this show. It was called Utopia and it was on Fox. And you were...
Myself.
in a lot of ways, yeah.
Yeah, that was probably one of the most challenging experiences of my whole life.
Oh.
The way that show presented to me was a friend was like, I think you'd be a light on this show. You can just go on and be yourself. And I looked into it and I was like, this actually sounds like a cool concept. 15 people from different backgrounds to create a new society, a utopia. Of course, the way they casted it was everyone has a different idea of what utopia is for them. For me personally, I always said my utopia is all about love. And they were like, what does that mean? And for me, it's like love in action. So like very affectionate, where we come together like a family unit. And we were expected to create businesses together and grow food and do all these different things. And of course, the challenges came in. And I'd say this reality show is really more of a reality show
really?
Because there was no crew on set with us. All the cameras were planted because we were within 2.5 acres or 3.5 acres, something like that.
On a ranch or something.
Yeah, exactly. And so there was no camera crew, nothing on set. Wow. So there really wasn't this, of course, they could talk to us or something, but it wasn't like this constant interruption. So we really were there being ourselves and living and it was really interesting, to say the least. I was experiencing poverty, eating foods that my body was absolutely rejecting.
Yeah, like what?
Well, I mean, because I don't eat gluten and dairy, but we had cows. Uh-huh. So sometimes it was so hungry, there was just cheese to eat. And so, because one of the girls could make cheese, and it was all right, I guess I'm going to have the cheese. But then it was I remember TMI maybe, but funny is farting on air, literally, and being guys, I'm not lying. I need organic food. I need produce and greens. And so it was really just a super everything gets put on the table, you know?
What was the hot dog and donut situation?
So people wanted to, we only had $5,000 startup money. Uh-huh. And so everything was about being frugal. And I was really wanted nutrient dense foods. Mm-hmm. So I was let's get quinoa and kale and, you know, even different foods that weren't hot dogs and donuts, which is what a lot of people wanted to get. And then they wonder why they were so tired or constipated or dehydrated. Cause we were sometimes it was a fight to get vegetables, you know? And I was oh my goodness, where am I?
They were saying no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then we created a system where part of the money is pooled and then part we get a little bit, $5 or $10 to buy our own things. And it was just, it was really an interesting, humbling experience, to say the least, and really learning how to communicate in the face of a lot of conflict.
Wow.
And so thankfully, a lot of people thought the way I responded to situations was very strange in the sense it was very compassionate and kind and understanding. There was even an ex-convict who was on the show, and there was a point where there was some conflict with him and a guy, and they just wanted him off the show. And I was guys, don't you see that he just needs more love? He shared his life story with us. He had a really challenging upbringing. They're no, get him out. And I'm wow. The voice of reason and the voice of love. And so that's when they ended up hashtagging me Dr. Love. And
We didn't use that. Okay, we need to use your hashtag then.
Yeah, Dr. yeah. Love. It's funny. I don't even really use it right anymore, but I think I should, because I also guide an experience called Adventures in Intimacy.
Doctor,
and,
too.
Yeah, and a lot of the work is around more love and our relationships with ourselves.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you have to, or do you? Like that moment I was describing for myself being, you have to love yourself enough to care enough to stop and say, okay, what's going on with you?
Yeah, and I always share, especially in loving kindness meditations, when we send love to ourselves, the relationship with ourselves is the foundation of all relationships.
Mm.
And so that's really a key factor in creating a life we love. It's how are we taking care of ourselves?
And all relationships is really key, because usually when people think relationship, it's usually between two people that are in love kind of thing, right? And you're saying platonic, saying, right?
I'm really about cultivating really deep connection and love in platonic relationships as well, because imagine an earth where we were all so affectionate and kind and loving towards each other, even to strangers. And in this workshop that I co-created with a friend, Leia Santa Cruz, she now is in the other side of the world in Bali. So she shares it there. I share it here.
Wait, friend of ours, right?
Are you guys in Leia?
I'm on the show.
Hey, Leia. She can still hear us in Bali.
Yeah, totally. And so we've since edited it in our way, and she's sharing it on that side of the world. I share it here more or less monthly. It teaches love in action, I feel. So she wanted to create it because she was dating a guy and wanted to have this experience. And I was like, well, actually single people can come too, because this is really about how do we express quote unquote love, but in a platonic way. Even so, there's eye gazing and hugging and moments of sharing and deep listening and touch and all these different ways that we can really connect as humans. And especially now in the information and technology age, so many times we're looking at our screen more than we're looking at the eyes of the people that we care about.
Mm. You know, I had this moment of oh wow, in 30 seconds there, she spewed out all this stuff, or she shared all this stuff that people could go, oh, weird. And then I was thinking, well, there was a time when people would say, ooh, meditation or whatever, weird. And then Google started to do it, right? And so if Google started, or any of these companies started saying, you know, look into people's eyes and, you know, whatever else you said, all of a sudden it's like, oh, maybe that's not such a strange idea.
Yeah. I guess I'm really a super optimist. And I do believe that humanity is making strides for an evolutionary shift. And I do think part of that is coming back to love and to really, because that's our, I feel that's true nature. If you really look at a baby, right? Like, and just how innocent and loving that they like light everyone up and they create love in spaces. Like, babies are such healing energy. Mm. So I believe that humans at their true essence are really love. Mm. And then we have traumas and pains and wounds, or people telling us, you know, things that aren't even true. And then we take that in and we close, we get hurt, we have a heartbreak. And so it's about the healing journey back to that true essence of who we are.
Which could actually be a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Or is a gift. And maybe one that we needed to discover or uncover. And actually, speaking of lighting up, I saw your eyes light up when I was saying something like, and then I was glad I was sick or something like that, because I know that you believe, what about sickness?
I believe that it's like a little kick in the butt to get people on their transformational journey. And I'm a part of a community in Italy called Domenher, and there mm-hmm. we talk about illness or sickness or disease being like a grail. And what mm-hmm. that means is like a force for transformation. So mm-hmm. when we think of the Holy Grail, it was like this thing that everyone wanted to seek out on their spiritual path, because it was this force that could bring illumination and awakening.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're seeing now, think of how many people, I'm sure that you know, are coaches or healers or whatever in some way. When they share their story, a lot of what helped awaken them was overcoming some kind of dis-ease in mm-hmm. their life, mm-hmm. whether it was a physical, already manifested mm-hmm. disease, or it was some challenge or heartbreak mm-hmm. or something that really just was so affected them that mm-hmm. it created such catalytic change.
Mm. Mm. Actually, before we move away from it, you mentioned Domenher. You've been there.
Oh, yeah, I've even lived there.
You even lived there?
And I go there, right? Like, I am a Domenherian.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just, I'm sure a lot of people don't know anything about it. But
so it was started 44 years ago. And it's funny, I feel like my experience on Utopia was supporting me in when I would find Domenher, because they essentially created a new society. And it's now there's like 600 people that live there and like thousands connected around the world.
Isn't it mostly like underground?
Well, that's just the temple. So they did create a temple that's dedicated to humankind. So it's like a spiritual community mm-hmm. in the sense that it honors the divinities of all different peoples of the world. Mm-hmm. So you go in there and there's like a stained glass dedicated to Buddha, and there's one for Jesus, and then there's one for Judaism, mm-hmm. and there's ones from different native tribes, and Pele Pele from Hawaii, and different like Aphrodite.
And beautifully done.
So beautiful. Yeah. It's literally a work of art. So yeah. Even if you want to just go there for the sake of like seeing something beautiful and magnificent, and of course being energy sensitive, to me, the purest energies I ever found were there. And that's what helped me recognize that it was like a part of my life and a part of my journey. And so now it's really, yeah, for me, it's like my spiritual home.
Wow. So you bring all kinds of stuff to to your work, whether it's one-on-one or online, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure if you're one-on-one online, you're looking into their eyes.
Yeah. Sometimes I find that one-on-one online can be even more intimate, because like you have the screen and your full undivided attention is on the person. So I know some people get hesitant of like, oh no, I only want to do sessions in person. But really, like, I find it can be even more intimate, because you're just boom right there.
Well, actually, people that are following you on Instagram, which, by the way, is what's that
at.
Little A thing called? At. It's actually the same as your website, DRNIKKISTARR, but at Dr. Nikki Starr, that you're always, I mean, like, always sharing some kind of, like, this is for your life right now. You need to hear this, a message.
Yeah, I do my best to go on. Even today, I did a little live before I came here and just reminded people to take time to like stop by a friend's house or take time to relax. I was laying on my front. That's exactly what I did because I wanted to miss the rush hour traffic. So I drove in a little bit earlier, hung out with a friend in Laurel Canyon before coming out here.
Nice.
And it was a beautiful opportunity to find that time to connect. And we can find all these little places and space holders in our day. And this is really about living a life you love when you have so much connection and beauty and you stop in for a tea. You know, it really brings a smile to our face.
Yeah. And actually, instead of taking a bad thing like the traffic or whatever, you turned it into a good thing.
Exactly.
Oh, good for you and good for us. And so great to have you here. We're going to talk a little bit more with Dr. Nikki Starr when we get back. But you could follow her on Instagram at Dr. Nikki Starr. You could go to her website. And actually, on our website, actually, we have where you can click and get on her email list. But I'm sure you could find that on our website as well. So we'll be back with more of Dr. Nikki Starr Noche. And then we'll also have our Ask Dorothy segment in this segment coming up. And then live music with Ricardo Baptista, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes Show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Dr. Nikki Starr Noche. And there's so much that we could talk about. And all of this obviously revolves around love and it revolves around a lifestyle. You're touching on so many things. One of the things we didn't really talk about specifically is energy.
Yeah, so I like to make a joke that now my specialty is energy. You know, I was going to be a dermatologist, but now I decided to specialize in energy.
Nice.
And so even before finding Dom and her, I feel like I was connected to energy, even like with meeting Dorothy and in Los Angeles. I also went through a Reiki training. I was touching upon energy in many different ways. And then when I went to Dom and her, there was this theory that was discussed. And it made perfect sense, even from my medical doctor background, which is our blood is real time. And meaning if you go to eat something and we check your blood, it says one thing. And then you go and run, it says another. So your blood is telling us what's happening right here, right now. Mm. If you think about our tissues, our bones, our muscles, everything that's physical, that's the past. And then if we think of our energy fields, so our aura, this is the future. So when we do energy healing, it's like we're healing our aura, we're healing our future. Mm. And so many things, even those things that are physically manifested, still live somewhere within our energy field. So to really cure dis-ease and disease and illness and symptoms and pain, et cetera, it's important to heal at the energetic level. That's why energy healing is so important. I like to even say that really energy healing is preventative medicine.
Mm. Oh, you just can't stop there.
I mean, I can
so
go
what do
on
we
and
do?
On.
What do we do?
So I always tell people when I meet them, if you are drawn to work with a healer of any kind, go for it. there's a reason you feel that attraction. Mm. And people come into our lives at different times. Maybe you work with someone for 3 years. Maybe you work with someone for one session. But to really trust, if you are putting it out there that you want to receive healing, that you really want to, even you can do your own personal healing too, as well with meditation. There's different, and that's all. I actually have an online course called The Power and Practice of Meditation.
You have lots of online courses.
Yeah, and so that's all about like learning different meditations that are meditations that provide healing and creating structure for your energy field, like protection and cleansing it. Just like you brush your teeth, you want to make sure you're cleansing your energy field because you're constantly in contact with things. So really energetic hygiene is so important, just like your body hygiene. And most people don't think of it. We're not taught it in school, just like we're not really taught the greatest nutrition in school either. You know, these are things that are necessary for our lives, but really it's like this is our continued education as adults.
You know, it's interesting. I had this visual, like people could say, well, you can't see energy. How do we know it's there? What have you? And now science is starting to measure it, but or maybe has been measuring it for a long time, but in different ways. But I was thinking, well, we don't really see the air either. But if there's like bad stuff in the air and people are getting sick, then we say, well, somebody clean the air.
Yeah, and that's why the smudging helps. The smudging is cleaning your aura.
And there's
exactly.
And the air.
And the air. The okay. air, the aura, the space, all of it.
How great to have you in this space with
it's
us.
It's been such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. Also super fun. So thank you.
And do get on our list. I'm on your list. I've been on your list for years.
Oh.
So I've been following you. And actually, we have somebody here in the studio who says, oh, my God, I follow her. So yeah, I'm sure you two will get a chance to connect later on. But very special. Thank you so much, Dr. Nikki Starr.
Thank you.
Sure. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is JC from Canada, and I took your workshop 4 years ago. My friends had always called me their special psychic, and after you helped me tap into my intuition even more, my psychic practice has grown substantially. I can see clearly what is going to happen almost as soon as my clients ask the question. My success rate is almost at 90%. My question is, why not 100%?
Hi, JC. It is so good to hear from you, and I'm happy to know you're doing so well. I personally have been told time after time by many people that I'm just like the character, the Oracle from the movie The Matrix, and I never paid much attention to what that might mean. Lately, I found myself asking your question of me, as I had been struggling with why what I see and know often changes. When asking my higher self, all I would hear was free will. And this made sense because I believe that free will is the ability to choose between different possible courses of action unimpeded. I was led to Google the character of the Oracle for a little more insight as to why so many compare me to her, and I believe this description of the character explains it beautifully. Whether her power of prediction is deterministic or not is a concept given much treatment in all three films. She herself claims that she lacks the ability to see past her own choices, explaining that no one, including herself, can see past a choice they don't understand. It becomes clear in the films that her power cannot be used to predict the ultimate consequences of Neo, who possesses free will when he defies the architect. What this means to me is that everyone is constantly at choice, and free will means we can make elegant choices or less than elegant choices that will determine the outcome of every situation. As intuitives, all we can do is share what we see in the moment the question is asked, and our clients can then manifest it or not. I lovingly suggest that you congratulate yourself of having achieved a 90% success rate, as that is remarkable and indicates that you are truly in tune.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show with our musical guest, Ricardo Baptista.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire.
They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
And we're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Dr. Nikki Starnoce. And joining us in the studio is a Brazilian musician, a country music singer, a songwriter, and a gospel singer, songwriter. He is Ricardo Baptista. Welcome to the show.
It's glad to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you here. I have to say that this is a special moment because I know you are friends with our last week's guest and my friend, yes. Connie Costa.
Connie's amazing.
Connie is amazing.
Yeah, just glad to know her. She's very inspirational.
So,
a
shout out to her indeed.
And absolutely.
And she's all about life's purpose. So at some point, I saw that you and she were connected, and you were connected with an amazing musician. Well, Jameson Trotter.
That's right.
Amazing musician. Yes. So I thought, well, who is this guy? I just clicked on one of your songs and I called her up and I said, what is going on with this guy? How come there's nothing else on him? She's like, I know, right? That's his purpose in life. And I'm all about living our purpose. And
that's right.
And so I said, well, let's get him on the show. She's like, oh my God, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here. This is really good.
So the funny thing is that you don't have an online presence much as a singer, as a songwriter and all that, but you come from a huge musical background.
My parents.
Your
yes.
parents.
Right.
In Brazil.
Right.
Were what?
They were signed artists.
As
a gospel duo.
Yeah.
Duet. And they sang all over the place. They've had several albums that they released. And I was... That's how I was brought up into that musical, family, all of us, my siblings all play guitar. They all sing. And it's always been just a fun way to grow up.
And you have written songs for them and
not written songs for them, but just written songs, gospel songs.
You've written gospel songs
in Portuguese. Yeah.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is that when you say gospel songs, we have an idea of what a gospel song is. But in Brazil, it's different.
It's gospel Christian songs.
Okay.
So you're right. The gospel here is a different sort of kind of like a different genre than what we're used to. As in gospel music in Brazil is a variety of different types of music.
Well, so. Actually, can we hear just a short piece of something that you've written?
Something that I've written a while back.
Mm-hmm. amava sujo, mas eu deixei aquela vida pra trás. Quando achei Jesus, encontrei a paz. A noite da minha vida brilhou com o seu poder, do puro amor. Tudo que estava perdido já transformou. Ele já transformou.
You could go on forever, can't you? You just, yeah, you get into that. So that's gospel.
That's
a form of gospel in Brazil.
Correct.
That's awesome. So it's totally different than what we would think. So I'm glad. Actually, it was Brent Hahn here that brought it up. He's like, have him play a little bit of gospel. I bet it's going to be different than what we're used to. But you actually, it's interesting because there's this country music and then there's Brazilian music. So
correct.
What's up with that?
I'm just very passionate about my background as a musician or as a Brazilian as well.
Uh-huh.
And I just love that music. And I just get inspired. Music to me is my therapy, you know, like if I'm sad, I go to music. If I'm happy, I go to music. So I just, I get inspiration and I just sit down and write songs, you know, and the idea behind that is that if it touches me, I want to touch someone else, you know, and have someone else feel that same feeling that I'm feeling as I play the songs.
Well, actually, before we get into the country music, let's enjoy a Brazilian song. I'm taking a long time to say this because I just looked at the title and my brain went I'm really gonna say this. I'm gonna try. Is it a saudade de você?
A lembrança que é você.
Say again?
A lembrança que é você.
What is that? That's a different title. What's Aos Saudade?
I gave you it was a different song, so I apologize for that.
Oh. I pronounce
really
it?
It's the lembrança, it's the memory. No, that's all right.
It was not just American names you mess up.
Yeah. No, he even sat here and wrote it with me.
He's right. It was my bad.
That's okay. Nobody's bad. That was a funny moment.
Yes.
So, okay.
Let's try that again.
Okay. All right. So
a lembrança que é você.
Okay.
Which is the memory of who you are.
Okay. All right. So lembrança?
Lembrança. Yeah.
Lembrança.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Here is Ricardo Baptista performing A Lembrança de Você live on the Life Changes show here in Studio Noho.
Quando eu penso em você, teu sorriso no teu rosto, teus cabelos sobre mim, da maneira que eu gosto, tua pele tão macia, o sabor dos teus lábios faz meu corpo perceber a lembrança que é você. Meu amor foi verdadeiro, muito mais do que paixão, como uma cachoeira inundou meu coração. Eu agora peço a Deus não deixar eu me esquecer da lembrança que é você. Quando eu vejo as nossas fotos, dá vontade de voltar e viver tudo de novo, sem o dia acabar. Eu jurei com a minha vida de te amar até o fim, mas você mudou de ideia, não ficou perto de mim. Não me importo com a distância, e o que tem que ser será. Mas o calor do teu carinho, o meu corpo vai lembrar. Eu agora peço a Deus, não deixar eu me esquecer da lembrança que é você. Vou dizer mais uma vez, não vou nunca me esquecer da lembrança que é você.
Ricardo Batista, thank you so much. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. I enjoy that.
This is a bossa nova.
That is a bossa nova.
Right. So. And this is one of your strong, I mean, you love playing and writing bossa novas.
Right.
As a matter of fact, was it a bossa nova that Heritage Singers?
Yes, that is a song that they that's not the song, but it was a bossa nova
that they performed. That was used as a tribute to Brazil.
CD.
And CD,
they
yeah.
recorded. They...
Nice. Okay, so how did the country... Now, gospel music isn't what we were thinking gospel music is, but country music is what we're thinking it is. How did that... Where did you... What?
I've always loved country music. You know, even as a kid, I used to listen to it. Didn't understand what they were saying. But I just love the melody and the...
In Brazil, you would
listen Brazil, to it. In Brazil,
yeah,
growing up.
Wow.
And then when I came to America, then it was... And I learned English. Then it was... Then I could understand what they were saying. And then it was, I just fell in love with it, you know, even more. So I... And I've played for different country bands and different, you know, around the area as a bass player. And I just loved it. I still do. And... I just get inspired to write country music. So,
well, speaking of inspiration, actually, I remember when I first clicked on one of your songs, the first one I clicked on, I started to get a little emotional, and I thought, wow, I wonder if this comes from a personal experience. So this next song you're going to do does.
It does. Yes. As it, from a previous marriage that I was someone that I was married to that had two little girls mm-hmm. and that I helped raise. And so they were the inspiration for the song.
Well, let's say no more. Here is Ricardo Batista performing Can I Be Your Dad live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Look so nervous, I could understand a stranger walking through your door, holding your mama's hand. But I was more afraid than you. I prayed that you could see how I asked God to bring us close. Make us a family. I may not be rich to get you many things. I don't want to buy your love. It should come naturally. My love is unconditional. What you deserve to have. I know I'm not your father, but I like to be. Can I be your dad? Many years have come and gone. Now we are best of friends. There's even been occasions when I got to hold your hands. Now we can talk about forever, share the things to come. We have more than I prayed for, each other to count on. I may not be rich to get you many things. I don't want to buy your love, it should come naturally. My love is unconditional, what you deserve to have. I know I'm not your father, but I like to be. Can I be your dad? 'Cause you changed my world, you blessed my life, and I gained so much more than a beautiful wife. I may not be rich to get you many things. I don't want to buy your love, it should come naturally. My love is unconditional, what you deserve to have. I know I'm not your father, not trying to be. Oh no, I know I'm not your father, but I like to be. Can I be your dad?
Thank you. Ricardo Baptista. By the way, Baptista is B-A-P-T-I-S-T-A. You know, this is actually a special moment for many reasons. This is not only the first time that these songs are presented live on radio, but this is the first time you've ever been live on radio.
That's true.
And so, welcome.
I know. It's great. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, congratulations. Exciting. And so your online presence is not there, but it's coming on. So the first thing is R. Baptista is on Facebook, and you just signed up with Instagram, I think, 2 days ago. Today,
I created yesterday? A new page, yeah.
All right, and what is that?
Ricardo Baptista Music.
Okay, yeah. Well, find him there, and there's more to come, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we'll try and keep you abreast of what's going on with Ricardo Baptista. But Ricardo, let's take it into overtime. Let's have one more song. This is a fun one. If I know which one you're going to sing, if you didn't give me the wrong one there, no. Something about I'm in love with a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. She's my favorite. She is.
Okay. So, here is Ricardo Baptista with one more song live on the Life Changes show. She's my favorite quarterback here at Studio No.
Fourth and 10, down by 2 with a minute left to play. Last chance to score and come back from a loss the other day. I'm looking for the end zone. Something caught my eye. My baby's waiting for me, and I'm running out of
So I'm sorry, boys, I've got to go. And I ain't coming back. My baby just showed up in her yellow Cadillac. And I like to stay, and I know with this play, it's time to pay them back. When it comes to playtime, she's my favorite quarterback. One-on-one, it's much more fun when you're running around the house. She's headed for the end zone, wearing nothing but her blouse. She's calling out a shotgun play, but I'm blitzing for the sack. When it comes to playtime, she's my favorite quarterback. So I'm sorry, boys, I've got to go, and I ain't coming back. My baby just showed up in her yellow Cadillac. And I like to stay, and I know with this play, it's time to pay them back. When it comes to playtime, she's my favorite quarterback. She's running up the score and catching up a play some overtime. We can do this all day. I'm a winner either way with this girl of mine. And I'm sorry, boys, I've got to go. And I ain't coming back. My baby just showed up in her yellow Cadillac. And I like to stay, and I know with this play, it's time to pay them back. When it comes to playtime, yes, when it comes to playtime, I said, when it comes to playtime, she's my favorite quarterback.
Touchdown. Ricardo Baptista. She's heading toward the end zone wearing nothing but her blouse. I love that line.
You get the idea.
Okay. So with that, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Love being here. Thank you.
Obrigado.
De nada. Uma boa noite para você.
Nice, Ricardo Baptista. And once again, thank you to Dr. Nikki Star Noche. I should say, muchas gracias.
Sí. Gracias a usted.
And with that, that is our show. The big thank you, I should say, thank you very much to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so great.
Thank you, Brent.
A big thank you to BBS Radio Network, our program network, and on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leisure, I am your host, reminding you that as your life changes like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.